Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, and we are counting down the days now to Valentine's Day. So we'll tell you more about what goes on in Valentine, Nebraska on Valentine's Day coming up a little bit later on in the programs. Sounds like it's time to pair with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belthouse, South Dakota. Visit them at tsln.com. And, of course, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. I'm also going to take this opportunity to tell you about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. That's coming up in Rapid City on January 31st through February the 8th. The countdown is on there as well. Bullfighters only February 1st. Don't miss the Ian Munsick concert February 7th with special guest Colby Aka. And the Ranch Rodeo is February 4th. Western Art and Trade Show going on. All that is great part of the new Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Go to blackhillsstockshow.com to get tickets and find out more information. Kim, what are you going to share with us today?
I'm going to kick it off with a quote from a president in honor of inauguration coming up on Monday. I don't get to wear a formal dress or anything to go to the ball, so this is how I'm honoring it. This is from Andrew Jackson, and again, these have been sent in by Chris Beckby of Valentine. Any man worth his salt will stick up for what he believes to be right, but it takes a slightly better man to acknowledge instantly and without reservation that he is in error. Direct quote there from Andrew Jackson.
Well, Kim, the other day I started some things that, some marriage advice for you folks out there. This is from Uncle Pete. Remember
yes.
those?
Yes, I
okay.
do.
Not necessarily good advice. Just
exactly.
some advice.
I think it's very good to make that very clear.
Rules for men. So this is rules for women from men. So
yeah.
take the source, I guess. If we ask what's wrong and you say nothing, we will act like nothing's wrong. We know that you're lying, but it's not worth the hassle. If you ask a question you don't want an answer to, expect an answer you don't want to hear.
Oh, thank you.
When we have to go somewhere, absolutely anything you wear is fine. Really. I'm giving you
But we this want is, you to be more decisive.
I know. Yes, you have enough clothes. No, you don't have too many shoes. I am in shape. Round is a shape.
Very good.
Okay, anyway. Thanks, Uncle Pete. Oh, are those on the good stuff today?
I find those very amusing and quite apropos. Don't quit. I do not know who wrote this. I think most of us have heard it, but it's so solid. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a fellow turns about when he might have won, had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow, you may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the winning crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are, it may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. A very solid message there about don't quit. Seems like we should know who wrote that. It's been around for a long time, but it didn't come with an author. So
I have heard that before, and I'm not sure the author either.
Yeah. A reporter covering the Iowa State Legislature proceedings wore tight summer shoes on a day when it snowed, and the following day, a pleasant, dry one, he wore overshoes. A legislator asked him about it. It's the effect of being around government, he replies. I am now prepared for yesterday.
I guess, yeah, you got to think about that for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, you do. But. James Flansburg at the Des Moines Register.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know it so we can give credit where credit is due. And keep listening to this great radio station for another edition of the good stuff.